Hello, today is April 2nd, 2024, and today we have the 10 of coins, or pentacles, or discs, which feels like a lottery win, and on the surface it looks like one. This is the big money card of the minor arcana, and as would be fitting for a retrograde period, which we have just begun, this is an old money card, that is, and if it's not, it will be someday. This is the card of legacy, of enough wealth to build one or leave to your heirs. The Thoth card simply calls this card wealth. On the Thoth card, as well as the Rider-Waite-Smith version I have here, the coins are arranged as if hung from the tree of life of the Kabbalah, the mystical aspects of the Torah. The first record of Kabbalistic writings date from the 12th century, which is why I have a problem with the popular theory that the tarot wasn't invented until the 14th century to be a card game for Italy's Visconti family. I digress. This could very well be a picture of the Viscontis, though. On this card of generational wealth, we see an old, white-haired patriarch who appears to be wearing a heavy green garment embroidered with the purple grapes we recognize from the King of Coins. We see a younger couple on the card, and on some cards a toddler toddling around in the safe, enclosed stone walls of this majestic estate or castle. Two expensive-looking, sleek greyhounds are attentive to the old man, responsible for building and leaving this luxurious life he has provided for his family. Through a stone arch, we see the main house of the manor or estate and a tall tower. This card is number 10, the maximum of the suit, and although the sky is blue now, the tower card of the major arcana reminds us that all this money and power mean nothing against an act of God, as the lightning strikes the tower of the major arcana, sending the king and queen falling from grace. This card is associated with the suit of Earth, Virgo, Taurus, and Capricorn. I believe there are an unusual number of planets in Taurus at present, a fiscally conservative sign, as all the signs of the suit of Earth have the reputation to be. During this retrograde, you may be retropaid, that is, someone may owe you money, and you may finally receive it, or you may inherit an old property or land or some other valuable, such as gold jewelry. But this card suggests inner wealth as well as the coin. Money is not to be collecting dust or simply exist as numbers on a bank statement. It is probably the most powerful energy on earth when it comes to doing good in the world and changing people's lives. I don't do it very often, but I bought a lottery ticket at the gas station last week on a whim because stranger things have happened. I'll take a Powerball ticket, I said, so I can ruin my life. The cashier laughed at that and asked, "Why would it ruin your life?" I said, "Well, I'll have a lot of friends all of a sudden that I didn't know I had." "Don't tell anybody," she says. "In California, they publicize it," I said. "It would be all over the news." She was astounded and then said, "Oh, well, none of my friends watch the news." God bless her and her friends. New levels, new devils, as they say, and this old money family is not without their problems. That couple could very well be quietly discussing ways to poison the old man, as one of them has their back to him, and us. But that old man is no fool, and is watching his family members like an old hawk. This card does mean a lot of money, no doubt, and a windfall maybe in the cards for someone. But money and values are two different things.